Serious Rap Shit is a production of iHeartRadio.
Me and my friend take this rap shit seriously.
Boom. Mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode. I'm genuinely confused now. Usually out front. Like, I don't know what episode it is. It's kind of like a thing. Well, is this
142.
That's a lot of goddamn episodes, yo.
Yes, it is, bro. We creeping up on 150.
That's crazy. Episode 142, Serious Rap Shit Podcast. I'm John, your host.
I'm Josh, your other host.
And yeah, we about to get busy. How you been, Josh?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling. I'm legit believing that, you know, we gonna finally get rid of a racial slur as a football team, you know?
Yo, you know, there's been like so much activism around that. The Washington football team is considering getting rid of their racist name, racist logo. It's like the tide. I don't want to say the tide is turning. That feels like too optimistic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shit in motion right now. And it's wild to see stuff that we, you know, have been thinking has been like embedded. It's like a lot of shit is changing, it seems.
Yeah, I just like, I'm really surprised. This is one of those things where like I kind of just accepted, like, all right, that shit ain't shit going nowhere with that. Like, that shit been the name all these years. They not trying to hear. Like, and you know, the invisibility of like indigenous folks is huge. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, numbers are much lower, especially like, you know, the shit they do with Blood Quantum and stuff like that. Like, they, you know, purposely try to drive out our numbers than the herd.
Yeah.
And you know, you know, with all the other bullshit, all the other problems that happen, you know, with going on in the reservations and all that kind of shit, you know, it's something that's not super important. But like, as me and you were talking about before the podcast, like, it's institutional and structural racism.
Right.
You know, that when you have like indigenous folks are fucking mascots, you know, it just enhances the idea that like, well, you know, like, they're not human. Or and also, like, that comes from like the Blood Quantum idea of just being like, well, how many indigenous folks do you know? Like, you know, you may know folks who, you know, have indigenous blood, but, you know, but, oh, they aren't registered or
don't qualify.
Yeah, they're not qualified. And like, so it makes people, it helps with invisibility.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It helps keep people be invisible. You know, I distinctly remember being in like third grade and having my teacher say like, oh yeah, no, you know, they use different words, but like, oh, indigenous folks lived in trees.
Whoa, I do remember you saying that.
And like, that was legit what I was being taught in school. Yeah. Like, I, you know, and, you know, being completely separated, having no cultural touchstones to like know different until I did my own research.
Yeah. I can't say that I say this all the time. I say it often enough. You know what I mean? Children in this society who are not white, if you don't actively have education and cultural immersion that combats white supremacy, this society will teach your child to hate itself.
Absolutely.
Hate themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're not like, because some people, you know, we talk about like with like African-centered education, you know what I mean? Black folks really seeing what the school system has done to a lot of us as far as like our sense of self-worth, our sense of our contribution to society. And you have a lot of black folks who are intentional about creating like African center schools, community schools. That's like an old tradition that continues to this day. And people look at that and be like, oh, well, why I got to be all like that? Like, why can't your kid just go to a regular school? Why I got to be on some, quote, super pro black shit? If left up to, you know, the devices of the society that we live in, you put your child in that kind of environment, that environment will teach your child to hate themselves.
Yeah.
It's baked in. You know what I mean? So that shit that you said about like living in trees, that does not surprise me. I mean, you mentioned it before, but like that's not surprising at all. Like that's the kind of propaganda and negativity mm-hmm. that the school system spins out.
Yeah, I mean, I forget where I saw this. I saw someone say, like, you know, we essentially, you don't get anything but white history until you get to college and you get to take it as an elective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, black history is an elective in college, or like all these, like, you know, indigenous studies or culture, you know, those kind of things are like, oh, there's an elective you could take in college. But like until then, you just get white folks' history.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and you think that's, you know, the center of humanity's story.
Yeah.
Europe.
Yeah. There's a video floating around now. I've heard about this before, but like there's a video floating around now of what's the sister's name? The white lady, the older white lady, Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck is her name?
Let me get her name.
Yeah.
Her name is Jane Elliott.
Jane Elliott. Mm-hmm. She's like with this other lady, and she's like breaking out these maps, and like mm-hmm. she's showing like how the map makers would make like the United States in like the middle of the map, and Europe was in like the middle of the map. So like they're like the prime focus of attention, and she's like, if you go by this, like. Like Tennessee is under the equator, like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
Like you, if you did this way, like the world would be completely different. Like, you know what I mean?
And you know what's crazy about that? Folks that people would label like hoteps now.
Uh-huh.
I heard that back in the day when I was a kid. Motherfuckers was saying that, like, yo, the maps are different. Like, they make the maps, they make certain places larger, certain places smaller, and they center certain places. And after I heard that as a kid, I was like, yeah, how come, you know, like, the Earth's a globe, there's no real center to it, you know what I mean? How come Japan's not in the middle of it?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. How come the map doesn't, like, start at, like, Africa and then spread out or wherever, you know what I'm saying? So that's definitely a thing.
Yeah, like you know, they make South America smaller, they make Africa smaller. Like Africa's like three times the size that it's supposed to be it's supposed to be three times the size that it is on like a traditional map that we get in school.
Right.
And like, dude, these maps were pull down maps that we would see every fucking day in school.
Mm-hmm.
And like that is ways to be like, yo, listen, we're the, you know, United States is most important and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what's crazy is I always think about this shit now as I've gotten older of like understanding propaganda and all those kind of things and mm-hmm. go like, you know, they'll talk about like how, you know, North Korea brainwashes their kids and tells them how great North Korea is. I'm like, we don't do the same shit. Like our whole like entertainment business is based around this shit. Like it's always been that way. Like we got told, like we basically grew up on the Red Scare of how bad Russia was, so bad that Rocky had to go beat Russia single-handedly.
Yeah absolutely. And young people that came after us got a lot of it in the post 9/11.
Yes, era. Absolutely.
We were talking about something else before we turned the mics on, but you made reference to this thing happened right after 9/11. It was like some anti-Arab shit, and it made me think of how deeply Islamophobic American popular culture was across the board. I mean, it is, you know, to its core even today. But dog, them first few years after 9/11, 24, that was just you know, a very mainstream show where a white guy, you know, ran around the world torturing Arabs. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers watched that. It was one of the most popular shows of that decade. People just watched that shit, and it was, and accepted it, and it's definitely propaganda. It definitely was made, or even if the showrunner or the writers didn't make it for those purposes, it was definitely like greenlit and promoted as a means of like making Americans okay with the war on terror.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like that shit. Every storyline, you know, in the 2000s had something to do with like an Arab trying to blow something up.
Yeah. Though the whole thing is like, oh, you know, Jack Bauer is torturing this dude to get this information, and it's okay because he's going to save the world with this information.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and we were torturing, we in the general, were talking, you know, torturing people to get information that we found out is torture doesn't get you any information that you really need. It's all bullshit.
Right.
But to make it okay when we talked to, when, you know, when the government was talking about, you know, fucking waterboarding people and shit.
Right.
Like, you go like, well, Jack Bauer does it. He gets the information. He needs to save the world.
Right. Oh, if a motherfucker was drowning me slowly, I would say whatever.
You tell them whatever. That's exactly what they, it's exactly what they found out.
Like, come like, on.
You'll tell somebody whatever they want to hear if you torturing them.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, like the ideas that we get forced into, and I mean, it just becomes normalized, and we, you know, we accept it. And like, I kind of accepted the idea that like, yo, this is a team name that's just not gonna change. Like, you know what I mean? There's no pressure, and like, you know, pressure got stepped up. We're in a movement. We're in a real social movement right now. And you're seeing, you know, pressure come from arenas that you weren't seeing pressure come from before. Like,
yeah.
FedEx was like, yo, we're going to, you know, we're going to take our name off the stadium. And one of the FedEx's part owner, like whoever owns FedEx, like that dude is a part owner in the team. And Nike, like I just saw it pop up on Twitter. I think it was like Friday night. It was like, yo, Nike pulled down all they shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, hold on, you know, Twitter can be funny, so I'm like, let me check. I pulled the site up, you couldn't pull up none of that shit.
Couldn't get it, yeah. It's so crazy that motherfuckers like it's like anything is on the table.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's really like, it's like the people are like, yeah, we don't like that shit neither.
Yeah,
you
know exactly. What I mean?
We don't like, not in a frivolous way, but in a way of understanding that this shit is everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, there's been calls for the Confederate statues to come down for a few years. Mm-hmm. But now you're starting to see, like, yo, I mean, like, we've seen a ton of, like, Columbus statues get taken down. Just here in Philly, like, they boarded that shit up and said, yo, we moving it. Baltimore, the Columbus statue just went in the harbor yesterday or today. That's maybe.
So crazy. I wish I was there.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
But you're also seeing like the Lincoln statue where he's like, you know, raising a slave up from like captivity shit. And right. It's like the fact that that existed in the first place is insane to me.
Right.
But like, you know, you're starting to see like, yo, that needs to come down. They doing the Teddy Roosevelt joint where he's got like the black dude, the slave and the indigenous boy, like they're walking below him while he's up on a horse, the white savior type shit. Like you're seeing like, yo, people being like, yo, this shit needs to come down. This isn't cool.
Yeah. It's ill to see. It gives me hope.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Because like, there's, man, there's so much shit that's on the table now. Like you couldn't have told me 6 or 8 months ago, defund the police would have been, you know, like a mainstream talking point.
Absolutely.
Even like, even on to the contrary, like if you would have told me that, because, you know, it's liberals are considering it, leftists are all about it, and the right is arguing against it. Even if you would have told me there would have been that much energy for Fox News to argue against it every night, I'd have been like, yo, you bugging. Like, how did that happen?
Yeah, and I mean, like, one of Trump's talking points in like his reelection campaign is like boosting police and how, you know, the Antifa wants to abolish police officers and shit like that. Like, just the fact that that's even being brought up on a fucking presidential campaign, like, tells you how much the world has moved in like a few months.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I'm like, I'm happy to see this shit. Like, the fact that that could get changed, and like, you know, it's a small thing, but like, small things can be huge, dude. Like,
yeah.
You know, for my kids to, you know, like my youngest, my 10-year-old, she like, you know, she knows who, like, she knows football a little bit. She likes football. But like, you know, she can come up in a few, you know, in because they're talking about like this shit might get changed before the season start.
Quick, fast.
Yeah. So like for her, like her prime years, she may not know a football team that was named that.
Right.
Where she can really recollect and remember shit. Like, she might be like, yo, I don't even remember the team being named that.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And that's huge, dog. Like, because, you know, you're talking about self-esteem of people and, you know, dog, the team name is legitimately listed as a racial slur in the Webster's Dictionary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's crazy. You know, I remember years ago calling in to WIP and is talking to Ike Reese, you know what I mean, a former football player, a black man, and him going like, well, I just don't really see what the big deal is,
fam. You don't?
And like, once I broke it kind of down to him and gave him, like, he was like, I see your point, I do see your point,
yeah,
but it wasn't a big thing. Because you're talking, dude, this was literally had to be like maybe like 5 to 7 years ago.
Yeah. Like, what if it was named that other slur?
Yeah, and that's kind of what I had to give to him. I was like, imagine it being that. Like, you wouldn't think that was cool.
Right, right.
And like he said, like, his biggest thing was like, well, I don't really know any, you know, he said Native Americans, but like, I don't really know no Native Americans. So like, I really wouldn't know that it was even a big deal.
Right, right.
And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem, dog. Like, he realizes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And then you gotta take, you know, take a motherfucker's word for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? This shit's not just, we're not just coming out, you know, out the woodwork with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That this shit, you know, this shit has always been offensive. You know what I mean? It's just that people have more of a voice to say, no, you know, we getting rid of this shit.
Yeah.
It ain't like this is old all of a sudden.
Nah, you know, social media is a big part of that. Like, whether people want to think about it or not, like, social media is a huge part of, like, this shit, you know, people being able to have a voice that was not there before.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to hop into this break?
Yeah, let's take a break and then talk about, I swore that Kanye signing a deal with The Gap would have been the craziest Kanye thing we would talk about this summer, but clearly it's not.
No, not at all.
So yeah, if we could go into a break and then come back real quick and chat about that and then get into some other stuff, that would be love.
No doubt.
Boom, back in effect. So speaking of, I mentioned earlier, I said everything's on the table in this moment right now. Kanye West announced yesterday, I don't know who makes a presidential announcement on a Saturday,
late night Saturday too.
Yeah, he, you know, was clearly litty in the crib and on Twitter. And like, he announced that he's running for president this year.
Yes,
like, he's jumping in. And my,
I mean, the election is only like 4 months. Like, man, you know what I mean? You don't need no time to ramp up.
Nah, hell no. He's just going. He's this motherfucker. He going to do a concert, and that's going to be it. Like, he is. Like, he don't. You know, he's a brilliant man. You know, musically. And I'm not saying he don't have no follow through. This motherfucker don't have no follow through to do this shit. This shit is half killing Joe Biden. You know? Yeah. He's a career politician. Yeah, you don't want to do this shit. Not really.
Nah. I mean, I think he's announced this kind of shit before. Yes. And he, you know, listen, man, he's a, you know, his dude is, I mean, he, listen, man, he's a genius when it comes to music. He's also an egomaniac.
Yes, absolutely.
And I mean, like, that fits because I think you kind of have to be an egomaniac to want that much, like, power and shit like that.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I don't trust anybody to want to be president.
Nah, man, like, it's scary, dog. Like, you know to want to be like, yo, I want this kind of power and shit. I don't know though, man. Like, you know, he can be a little, he can go off the handle a little bit. I don't know if he really needs the nuclear codes.
That's the same dude that Wiz Khalifa tweeted that he was, oh, you know, I'm fucking with that K, or I'm smoking that K. Clearly talking about Kush weed. Yeah. And Kanye thought, oh, you talking about fucking my wife? You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't need this dude to have the nuclear codes. We don't need him on the line with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
None of that shit. But I'll say this. You know, not that I think it's really the same set of circumstances. If you go back to, like, my social media when Trump was running, I will admit I was one of those people that was like, man, this nigga don't want to be president.
Yeah.
Like, I was openly saying that Trump was just doing this shit and that he wasn't going to win, that he wasn't, and even if he did win, that he wasn't going to take it.
Yeah, like,
I was
just
like,
self-promoting.
Man, yeah, I was like openly saying that shit. So you can't take my word for this shit. I don't know what happens with, you know, national electoral politics. That shit ain't my forte.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I mean, I don't know, dog. Like, I don't want him, like, trying to blow up Jay-Z and Beyonce's crib because, like, they don't let Blue Ivy play with North. Like,
Right.
So, you know, yeah, but I agree. Like, I was on that same wave. Like, this dude don't really want to be president. Although, like, I told my mom, because she swore, like, she was like, there's no way he gonna win. There's no way he's gonna win.
Mm-hmm.
I legit told her, like, oh, there's definitely a chance he could win. Like, I think you underestimate racism in this country.
Right. I felt like a lot of people were just shocked because when Trump won, because the veneer of civility and respectability in this country is so strong. I felt like Americans... I felt like, honestly, like, most, like, black folks that I knew were like, oh, yeah, he could a racist and a sexist. Like, he could definitely be president. I felt like a lot of black folks were on that tip. I felt mostly like white people were like, no, we're better than this. We're not this. We're not better than this. You know what I mean?
It's the same people who are saying, like, you know, children in cages, this isn't us. It's like, no, this has been us for a long fucking time.
It
like,
definitely is. It definitely is.
I mean, I will say this. He wins. That inauguration shit gonna be lit.
Listen, who performs at Kanye West's inauguration?
I mean, Pusha, you know Pusha gonna be there.
Pusha T.
Big Sean.
I mean?
The whole good music family.
The whole good music is gonna be there. Rhyme Fest might show up to, like, he'd be a speech writer or some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Chance the Rapper gonna be there with a gospel choir.
Definitely.
Maybe we do need to let this happen. I know he said slavery was a choice. I know he's terrible at a lot of levels, but maybe we do need to let this cook. I don't know.
Listen, dog, I just know that party gonna be lit. You know, fucking maybe Nas come through.
Yo, he bring Nas out like the Summer Jam stage.
Yeah.
Yo, imagine Ye get elected. Boom. They doing the inauguration and shit. It's all good. Kim Kardashian there. You know, she holding it down as the first lady. And Ye make his first speech. They drop the American flag, like the Otis video.
Yeah.
And then him and Ye come out and rap. or him and Hov come out and rap.
Yeah.
Like, watch the throne. Yo.
Though, if the State of the Union is... a Watch the Throne concert, I would be the first State of the Union I ever watched.
I would watch it.
Yeah. Dog. I'd be way more into electoral politics if Ye and Jay-Z doing Watch the Throne. Like, imagine those, like, campaign rallies. he come out to like black skinhead.
Listen, voter registration might go up like 90%.
Oh, definitely, dog. Definitely.
Imagine I said this to Liz this morning. I was like, yo, what if Ye do this whole shit and then drop another album? He did Graduation. He did Late Registration. Or he did College Dropout. He did Late Registration. He did Graduation. The fourth one, he do Election.
Yeah.
And it's all about this shit, dog. I don't know. Yeah, the more we talk about this, like, am I voting?
The more you sold. Yeah.
Like Bernie going, so
yeah.
Maybe we start stumping for Ye. I don't know.
Dog, what if he hollered at Bernie as the vice president?
So we get Watch the Throne and free healthcare?
Yeah.
Ooh. Somebody get Bernie. Anybody that's listening. Somebody get in Bernie's camp. Somebody get Bernie on the line. Tell him to run with my man Ye.
Dog, that shit would be lit.
Yo. All right, man.
Look, it fits. Free college dropout. Like, maybe Ye don't have to drop out if he, you know what I mean? He's getting free college.
If Ye had universal free college, universal education, he wouldn't have to drop out, the college dropout. If he had free health care, he wouldn't have went into debt when they had to wire his jaw up.
Yeah.
Look, he got to bring us in to write the platform.
Dog, yeah. He been on a progressive platform all this time and they ain't even know it.
We ain't even know it. God damn. I'm hoping that Diamond and Silk defect
from and start doing Kanye joints.
Start stumping for Ye. Yo, that would be incredible.
I'm with it.
Yo.
I'm with it. That would be the best. You know, listen, man, this year has been in fucking insane. Okay. So like having Kanye run for president, I mean, like if it's
on brand for 2020, yes. It feels like God is just like throwing the dice.
Yes.
God is just like in a back alley, just throwing the dice and like whatever he roll is like what we got to roll with.
Yes, exactly. Whatever pops up is what's rocking for the year.
It's like, all right, boom. Ye is president. Boom. Infectious disease. Boom. It's just like rolling anything right now.
Yeah, it's all a game of chance right now, dog. Like, you know, he just trying to pass go and collect $200 for real, for real.
God damn. I want Ye to come out and like make a speech. You know what I mean? You done enticed us with this shit. We know it's some fuckery. You got to come out and talk to us now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hear what this nigga trying to say.
Holla at, like, Ron Fest, The Consequence, or whoever gonna write your speech for you.
I've been watching this
whole... Maybe you get Drake? I don't know.
You said get who? Drake?
Maybe you get Drake? I don't know.
This whole quarantine sidebar, I've been watching Love & Hip Hop like crazy.
Uh-huh.
Dog, it's one scene where Consequence of Joe Budden got beef, and they've been having static for like mad long.
Yeah.
And they've been like circling each other. And it's one of the reunions episodes, they all like got their suits on, they all look nice and shit. And, Joe Budden is like walking backstage and Consequence comes up behind him and like punch him in the back of his head. Like the nigga did on Players Club.
Yeah.
With Uncle Luke, he punched the nigga in the back of the head. Yo, and Joe Budden's a fucking psycho. He turns around, security's holding him, and he got like this manic look on his face. And he's like, yeah, that's what I like. the nigga look like the Joker. That shit, dog. That shit.
This shit sound like a wrestling skit, yo. It sound like that shit happened on the Brother Love show.
Right. I was howling. He ran up behind that nigga and punched him in the back of his head. I was like, this shit is so stupid. Like, y'all are like respected MCs, kind of. Like, why are y'all doing this goofy shit?
Yo, terrible. Man, chess cash, baby.
I'm hoping, speaking of that, like with this whole Ye shit, I want him to come out and make a speech. I hope y'all got them cameras following this nigga so we can get some content out of this shit later.
Yeah, definitely.
I need to see him
on like a campaign tour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Going to different places, you know, setting up. Maybe they had the the Bernie Muppet. Remember that joint was like popping up all over the place?
Right, right.
You know what I mean? It's like, dog, get a Kanye Muppet. Be lit.
Yo, this shit, I don't know. My instinct is telling me he not going to follow through with this shit.
Yeah, no.
But I know America, and I know 2020, anything could fucking happen.
Yeah. Oh, listen, man, there is absolutely a chance that this shit happens.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Jesus. It's 20. Listen, man, I ain't counting shit out. We had murder hornets.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
and that shit came and went.
Yeah. Yeah.
Murder hornets came and went.
Though they got a AI. I think her name is like Kim AI or something like that. Mm-hmm. That's like going to star in a movie. It's like a robot that is going to star in a movie now. It's just artificial intelligence.
So y'all are just making Black Mirror.
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, I think it's China or Japan. One of them actually has an artificial intelligence that's called Skynet.
Thanks, Japan.
I mean, like, yo, dog, like, it's wilding out here, dog. Like, no. 2020 is really off the hook.
Fuck.
You know, fucking NBA's about to start up, and they all living in, like, Disney World. Like, right. It's a wild place, dog.
Like the Olympics? They're living in, like, Olympic Village?
Yeah, essentially like Olympic Village.
Yo, what?
Yeah, it's crazy out here, dog. It's a wild time. Did you see last week was the BET Awards? Was it last Sunday? Last Sunday, I think.
Yeah,
was the BET Awards?
Yeah, it was like a week ago.
Yeah, and Griselda was up for like best group,
right?
And West Side Gun, like I think it was like that Saturday, was like, yo, ain't no love. Like I don't feel like Shady really feel like Shady really behind us is showing us love. That's nominated so crazy. For a BET Award.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm sure nobody at Shady even knows what BET is.
Exactly.
or at the very least, they don't know when the BET Awards airs. Like, come on.
Pretty much. Like, you know, then there was like, yo, there was some talk on the internet. Like, yo, is like West Side Gun and Griselda like upset with they deal with Shady? And it's like... Mm-hmm. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time an artist-led label was, like, fumbling with the rest of their artists.
Yeah. I mean, Slaughterhouse.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Thing, you know, with Shady.
Yeah. I mean, like, granted, I don't think Eminem's, like, involved in the day-to-day happenings at Shady Records.
Right.
But that happens a lot with, like, artist-led labels where it's like, dog, they're, you know, just because... And the whole thing is like, well, you know... They've been successful because they had like a mega successful artist who was already mega successful mm-hmm. by the time he started the label. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, there's few exceptions. Like, I mean, Rockefeller had, you know, several successful artists aside from just Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. But you had Dame Dash handling business there. And like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Biggs. Along with Jay. So you didn't have just like, oh, the main artist also runs the label. I mean, you know, listen, Drake is one of the most successful artists in the world, but like, how many other artists from OVO do we see out here?
Yeah, that really popped off like that.
Yeah, I mean, you got like Party Next Door, but like, he don't really pop like that.
Yeah, I don't think The Weeknd ever like signed with that.
No, I think they just kind of associated. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's the thing. Like, you don't really see, like, these artists. I mean, like, Young Money had Drake and Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But, again, like, how much was at Wayne involved in day-to-day business?
Yeah. That's just hard. Like, you know, when I was, like, a little kid, I made music and I thought, like, oh, it'd be cool to, like, own a label.
Yeah.
That shit's got to be like, I'm not saying that artists can't do it because artists have done it successfully, but the day to day nuts and bolts of that shit, I wouldn't want to do that shit.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
You know what I Absolutely mean? Not. Taking a bunch of meetings about the mechanics of this thing, I wouldn't want to do that shit.
Yeah. And especially in this like day and time of music and shit like that, I want no parts of that, man.
Yeah. Shit's less straightforward.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to deal with that shit.
You know, we playing with, like, phantom numbers and, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, well, this many streams counts as a dime, as a platinum record. And it's like,
yeah.
All right, but, like, are those streams getting, you know, that was a whole thing a few months ago with, like, was French Montana and Bad Boy Records, like, juicing their numbers? Mm,
they were.
Yeah, 100%.
I would just go out and on a limb and say it, yeah.
I mean, I'll be honest, dog, like, I don't think any of these numbers are legit for real.
No, not at all.
Like, me and you talked about this before. I mean, I saw interviews with, like, what's my man, 6ix9ine,
mm-hmm.
where he, like, I got, like, 10 platinum records. And I'm like, dog, I know one song from you.
Right. That shit not playing out nowhere.
No, and, like, I'm in the cultural zeitgeist and shit, like, in the sense that, like, this is my job.
Yeah.
And I know, like, one major record from you. I know you had a couple other joints, but, like, the one we all know was the one record I could be like, oh, yeah, I could see if that did some numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, this shit don't be ringing. And this shit is rigged. 6ix9ine himself, you know,
yeah,
has been exposing how it's rigged. You know what I mean? But, yeah, this shit is like phantom numbers. I wouldn't want to deal with this shit on a day-to-day either. I don't know what's going on over there, you know what I mean? But it's telling that my man would specifically mention the label,
yeah,
and in a statement that's like, yo, I'm not feeling the love.
Yeah, what's crazy too is, like, he's released how many, like, projects? None of them. Yesterday he announced, like, yo, my first official release on Shady will be in August.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, don't, you've released like four albums. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So I don't, again, and that's the part of the problem too, is like, what is even considered an album at this point? And, like, what are they considering? Mixtapes?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, what's an official release and what's not an official release? Like, yeah. You've released, like, Two Fly Guys is awesome. You've released, like, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? Pray for Paris.
Right.
You've released all these records. None of them were on Shady officially. Yeah. Like, I don't get it, dog.
I'm sure, like, they have a deal where it's like, you know, because they're the Griselda kind of their movement is kind of based on them feeding the fans.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'm sure they have a stipulation in their deal where they can be like, oh, we can release all of these projects, like the ones that you named, but, like, this right here is the official,
yeah,
Shady record. You know what I mean? Because, like, their fans don't want Westside. When did they sign to Shady? It was like 2 years ago.
You're about to say like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Imagine if he didn't put anything out between then and August. His fans, yeah, would be like, yo, what the fuck?
You, absolutely, know what I mean? Yeah.
So they probably know that the fan base wants music, and it's like, yo, you want us to, like, keep being hot and keep, you know, building this shit, you gotta let us play around on our own a bit too.
Yeah. And because I've seen some people being like, well, if you ain't want to have to deal with the label politics, you shouldn't have signed, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dog, you gotta think, like, these dudes have been doing it on their own, putting their own money behind all this, yeah, shit for a long time. And if someone comes to you with a bag to be like, yo, we can do something for you, like, they probably felt like it was a mutual beneficial relationship. Listen, man, you know, I understand that. You know what I mean? When you're a creative person and you're trying to deal with different shit, and you feel like maybe you're not getting the bounce back or the love that you deserve, like, I get, you know, saying something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you feel like, yo, we signed this deal. We want it to be mutually beneficial. Like, we need bounce back on both sides.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, you know, the numbers.
Yeah.
Of what their deal was. But people say stuff like, oh, you shouldn't have signed. Dog, have you ever had somebody offer you, you know, 10 mil,
yeah,
up front? Like, that shit's not, and you know, money's not everything, obviously, but your day-to-day living your life, like, making your music, I'm sure they were, you know, in a nice position,
yeah,
financially,
absolutely,
before they signed, but, like, nobody ever offered you M's up front.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You would take that shit. Even if you had reservations, the average person would take it.
Yeah.
Because, and like, figure it out later.
Exactly. The whole point is like, you're like, all right, well, cool. I'm going to be do this. This is going to be good for me because it's going to get me in front of more people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, listen, they wasn't popping up on fucking, you know, all the radio shows like they were until they signed that Shady deal.
All right. That's the thing, too, dog. Like, Combat Jack fucked with them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
But yeah, they weren't up on all of these shows like they are, and then on Jimmy Fallon playing with the Roots and shit.
Yeah, no.
What I think people don't understand is that radio and TV, there's an apartheid. You know what I mean? And local artists, you know, they beat DJs up on the radio, you know what I mean? Beat up their mentions, like, yo, play my music. You know what I mean? And they like they wring their hands about, you know, we can't get on TV or we can't get on the radio. Dog, radio and TV have an agreement with the majors. I don't know if it's a written thing, but there's a reason why all of these like indie rock bands that, you know, were like burning up and buzzing throughout the 2000s. You never saw them on Jimmy Fallon or Conan or any of that other stuff until they signed that deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All of them rappers in the South in the 2000s and the 90s, cats that were selling 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. You'll see an artist that a major will sign that's a flop. You'll see them on TV and hear them on terrestrial radio before you would see an independent artist who was blowing it up, you know what I mean, independently. They have an agreement that says y'all are okay, y'all are not. And it ain't even really based on numbers or popularity or whatever. It's who's got a deal.
Yeah.
And like you said, once Griselda signed, you saw them everywhere.
Yep.
Every fucking where, because they're in now.
Yes.
They not just, you know, dudes putting out independent music.
Yeah. And it, dude, it makes such a huge difference because it just gives you, it opens up so many more doors.
Yeah. You got access, and
like,
now.
Yeah. And you know, you can complain about like, oh, these dudes, they did it. They should have knew what they was getting involved in. It's like, that's fine for you to think that. Here's the math, dog. You know how hard it is to be able to survive out here without that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To survive out here when, you know, hey, listen, man, all it takes is, like, could you imagine, you know, these dudes, like West Side Gunn and the whole Griselda period was making decent money touring, going up and down the East Coast, blah, 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 making money doing that kind of shit. Trust me, I guarantee you, because we know how the industry is, that's how they're probably making a decent ton of their money just off of that kind of shit. What happens when this when COVID happens and everything shut the fuck down? They can't go all over the place and make this money.
Yeah.
Touring and shit.
Yeah. It helps to be attached to,
yes,
you know, Interscope or whoever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't blame them at all for doing that shit. I've seen a couple cats kind of like, oh, you know, man, if I was out here rapping, you know what I'm saying, and a motherfucker said, yo, we gonna give you a Josh, you know, 10-20 mil or some shit, that's what the deal is worth, man, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
Yeah, you listen, you gotta get that bag when it's there, because to be like, yo, I'm not fuck it, more money will come. Like, what happens if this shit would have happened and then all your little money that you was pulling in is gone now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, listen, dog, you need to get that bag while it's there. And I'm sure, like, they had plenty of offers on the table. Shady probably came through with the most money.
Yeah.
And was like, yo, we're going to, you know, we'll do this. And, like, it's a good look for us because it, you know, it gives us credibility in these streets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a good look for y'all because we're going to give you this money up front. Yeah. You know what I mean? And y'all going to be able to eat and, you know, do some shit. Y'all can put your work in. We not going to be on top of y'all for this, that, and the third.
Creative control. The music still sounds the same.
Yeah, we not telling y'all, yo, you got to go grab this producer and grab that producer to do the music. You know, and, you know, it's understandable for you to be like, yo, we up for a fucking, you know, a group of the year or whatever. And why we ain't get a tweet saying, like, you know, congratulations to our artists. Like,
right. right. I feel
you know, and at the end of the day, it could just be simply Shady laid off they fucking they social media people and shit because of COVID. Like,
for real,
that shit be, that shit going around. So
could have been like, yo, y'all ain't even tweet that shit. Nobody in the office.
Yeah, there's nobody there who even handles their social media like that. So
everybody on furlough or some shit.
Exactly. Yeah. We should we should probably hop into another break real quick.
Okay. Word. Boom, back in effect. So we got two new records to talk about this week. One I have not been able to get around to yet.
Okay.
And the second one I did actually listen to.
Okay.
So yeah, you listened to West Side Gun. We were obviously just talking about him.
Yes.
Fly God is an awesome guy too.
Yes.
I mean, I know Flames. It's dope.
Yes, dog, it's flat. I like it. I think I like it better than Pray for Paris.
Which is crazy because Pray for Paris is really fucking good.
Yeah.
Wow.
He has a dude, Stove Guy, that's that he's like been working with because he said he fucked with the dude's tape and the tape didn't really burn the way he thought it should have. Mm-hmm. So like he kind of hollered at him to be on a couple tracks. The one joint I don't like, but the other two features I really like. The Bull Stove God is dope. There's no Conway feature on it.
Yeah.
Which is a little surprising.
Right.
But the Benny track is dope. It's a dope. It's super dope. Like, it's just grimy, you know, West Side Gun shit. Like, there's one like kind of like love track that I kind of think is a little weak.
Mm-hmm.
But like the rest of that project is solid all the way through.
Yeah.
Like all the way through. Aside from that one track that I just don't like. Yeah. It's solid all the way through. Production is tight, grimy. Just like, you know, it's the West Side Gun shit you look, it's the Griselda shit you looking for. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I threw my ski mask on in 90 degree weather when I was driving around listening to it.
Right.
You
Mad
know.
Robberies going on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can get away with it right now because we're supposed to wear a mask anyway.
Everybody's got a fucking mask on.
So, you know, you get away with it, don't look as weird, but like, you know, it's definitely, it's that grimy, you know, rob a liquor store shit that you want to listen to, dog.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to fuck with it. I'm like swimming in new music all the time.
Yes.
It's difficult. Yes. It's difficult for me to like get around to catching shit.
Yeah, shout out to, I think it's Weird Hip Hop or Weird Rap. Mm-hmm. They've sent a couple things to us. I just haven't had a chance to get to some of it. Like, I forget that people sent it to us. Yeah. Shout out to Wino Willie. He sent me some music.
Yeah.
And I forgot. Like, he sent it to me, I think, yesterday, and I totally forgot to listen to it yesterday. I meant to. And I just, like, you know, I got my kids right now, so, like, it's just been a little while.
Yeah.
Trying to get my son situated with school and shit like that because he's mm-hmm. going to college. Yeah, so I didn't get a chance to listen to some new shit that folks has sent us. I just get a chance to listen to it, but I am. But also, rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
Mm-hmm.
His debut was released, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really good. Really good.
Yeah, there are like some tracks I'm like iffy about, but like
yes.
his formula is like a winning formula.
Yeah, I wonder, I wonder how much was like, yo, let's just put everything on here.
Yeah, apparently his DJ said he got like 200 songs.
Oh, for real?
Released. So apparently he got material.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know exactly how this joint was made. I know 50 was involved in kind of like executive producing and guiding the project.
That makes sense because a lot of it sounds like 50 Cent records.
Yeah, the joint Got It On Me.
Yes.
Is straight up like the hook from Many Men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like a lot of it is like that drill shit and like him spitting that shit. It's just, it's dope. You know what I mean? To hear him. It's also bittersweet.
Yeah, for
it's
real.
It's like, damn, this dude, I was talking about it on NPR this week. And I was like, yo, he was a baby.
Yeah. Was you know 18, 19 years old, something like that?
Man, I couldn't imagine being done at 20, 19. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't imagine that shit.
Dog, I died 19, like, most of, like, who I am as a human being isn't, you know what I mean? Like, the person I was at 19 years old, a lot of motherfuckers would have been like, yo, he's a terrible, not terrible person, he's just a shitty person a lot. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Didn't even get to grow beyond that
shit. Not at all.
It's hard to listen to this. It's like you rocking with it, but then you also know that, like, somebody killed this dude on some, like, I don't know the circumstances of the shit, but it couldn't have been about that much.
Nah,
y'all motherfuckers killed George Zimmerman if it's about that.
Yeah.
You know, if it's some real serious shit. Like, what did this motherfucker do? You know what I mean? Or robbery, greed shit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a shame, dog, because, like, you listen to it, and again, man, like, we've talked about this before, like, he's, what, 18, 19 years old or whatever? Like, he ain't even who he's going to be as an artist yet.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, look at what Jay-Z was doing at 18, 19 years old music-wise, and, like, who he became at When Reasonable Doubt dropped at 26.
Right, right.
So, you know, you think about that in a sense of, like, yo, this dude was going to progress. And he had, like, yo, he was going to be huge, like, a huge star.
Yeah.
He knew how to make, like, one of the most underrated things in hip-hop is being able to make a song. Like, a lot of people can rhyme, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to make a song is a completely different arena. You've seen plenty of artists like Cannabis and shit like that who were like super dope lyrical rappers, but they couldn't make songs.
Right. Right.
And like, this dude knew how to make a song.
Yeah. That's the video that's been like circulating around for a while. They're like in New York and like protesting.
Yeah.
And like they're just playing Dior and like turning up, and people are like honking their horns. Motherfuckers are like, it's like people on the side who are not involved in the protest that are like, like beating it up. It's, you know, you could tell this young man was like a powerful person, you know what I mean? Whose energy was in these records. And yeah, it's just crazy that we don't get another. I think this about Pac and Big too, a lot of cats. We don't get another 10, 20, 30 years of them making music. Like our, you know, ancestors were blessed to have Louis Armstrong into his old age.
Yeah.
We're blessed to have Quincy Jones into his old age. You know what I mean? Joni Mitchell, whoever. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
A whole generation, I feel, for like young people, because like their favorites are getting like taken out of here, and they don't even get to grow with them.
Yeah, I remember. Shout out to Miss Merriweather, my favorite teacher. We were in like, I think I was in sixth grade, and she was discussing Malcolm X with us, and she was like, you know, Malcolm got killed when he was so young. Like, he had just made the turn into like who he was becoming as a real man, right?
Yeah.
As a grown person. And like, where she was always just like, it's just a shame what we missed out on.
Right.
Like, where he would have took everything.
Yeah, yo, Malcolm's, I got a book. It's like some of like the final addresses that Malcolm made, and like the speeches, like a lot of the Socialist Worker Party panels that he would talk on back in the day. It was like his final, just like probably like the last year of his life, him getting busy. You could feel his like vision expanding.
Yeah.
And like his analysis getting even sharper. You know what I mean? So who knows where he would have been. You know what I mean? Yeah,
exactly. I mean, me and you have talked about this separately, about like Big and Pac, like where would they be as artists, and you know, I honestly don't know how much music Pac would have been doing at this point, how much more he would have been doing politically or being an actor. Like, you know what I mean? I could have seen him being more like actor and political figure, you know what I mean? Activist figure, as opposed to being like, oh, I want to, you know, I'm still doing music or this, that, and the third. So, like, who knows? Like, you know, you lose somebody at that young an age, dog. Like, who knows what he was going to, like, grow into being? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
The world is definitely less rich.
Yes.
Losing, you know, Pac, Big, all of these young people that lose, talented young people, Pop Smoke. So, yeah, it's a cool record, but it feels like a bummer to listen to.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I legit said a shout out to Mike Bion. When you and him were talking about it on Twitter, I was like, I kind of don't want to listen to it because I don't want to be, like, disappointed at the fact that, you know, we lost this dude, such a talented young man. And, like, this is basically what we're going to get. Now, like you said, like, there's, you know, 200 songs. But again, you know, me and you lived through the Machiavelli mixtape era.
And, yeah.
You know, you get a bunch of music that's not really finished. You know what I mean? So, you know, hopefully we get to hear some more really good music, and hopefully it's not like just super unfinished shit. Yeah. But, you know, I definitely think it's worth checking out. It's not like 100% perfect, but it's a really good record. And there's some really good, like, just some good, like, music on there, like vibey music. You know what I mean?
The shit with Rowdy Rebel is crazy.
Yeah, that's it.
He's like rhyming, and then he's like, "You have a collect call from and Rowdy Rebel coming spitting from jail." That shit is crazy. Yeah,
that record is really dope. I really love that joint. It's a really good record. I definitely think folks should check it out. Shoot for the Moon, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon.
Word.
Also, West Side Gun, Fly God is awesome. God too. Other than that, yo, I guess we can start rapping. You know, you can find us on all the social medias at Serious Rap Shit. I'm Indy_SRS at Serious Rap Shit. You're John_Liberator on all the social medias. I'm Indy_SRS, excuse me. Real quick. So Trump did a speech or whatever on the 4th of July at the Six Grandfathers, otherwise known as Mount Rushmore. The Six Grandfathers is tribal land that was given to my tribe, the Lakota, for it was our land in treaties. As soon as they found gold in the area, they broke the treaties and started digging there, and illegally carved the faces of four presidents on. There was a lot of protesters there that were arrested. There is a page called Indian Collective. It's NDN_collective. It's linked on my Twitter now. Like, I have all my story, but by the time this comes out, it won't be there anymore.
Yeah.
But I would say go to NDN_collective. There is ways to donate to help get these protesters out of jail. Remember, they are protesting essentially white folks coming to land that is theirs by treaty, by law. If you can help send some money to bail out these protesters, that would be great. Also, the Abolish ICE shirts are still available on Incest Trap and Yoga. Mm-hmm. Again, if you don't know, like, there's still kids in cages in the middle of a fucking pandemic. You also will be supporting a black woman owned business.
Yep.
Also, we have a YouTube channel now where when I do, like, the little videos for the podcast for the week, like little snippets, they get posted there. I am also starting this week, I'm going to start posting on that page playlists for like touchstones for the episode. So it'll probably be about like 8 to 10 songs of stuff that we kind of touched on, like artists that we talked about for the week. We started doing that early on. We did Spotify lists on the first couple episodes. I'm gonna move it over to to YouTube. So go like and subscribe on there. Also, if you're listening on the Apple Podcast app, you can like and rate and review us on mm-hmm. that. And that helps a lot. You know, we should be getting up to like 100 like tomorrow. We need y'all to go on there and do that. Like, you know what I mean? Again, I don't want to, as soon as we go back out into the world, I'm going to have to start snatching phones again, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
But other than that, you got anything else? Oh, your instrumental tape went up on Bandcamp this week.
Yeah. I put out the memorabilia instrumentals. If you go on Bandcamp and look up John Morrison 215, you'll find it. And it's really just like the beats. None of the vocals, you know what I mean? So for folks who like to vibe out to just instrumentals, and I'm working on a new instrumental tape that should be
out. You are.
Yeah, mid July-ish, you know what I mean? Taking my time, so.
That's all right, man. Rome wasn't built in a day, brother.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely go check that out. Other than that, yo, we'll be back next week. Some more Fire Flames for y'all.
Word. Peace.
Peace.
Serious Rap Shit is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.